Hey, all right. We are normally saying things like welcome to the beta show. But hey, we are not doing the beta show yesterday. Today, the beta show was actually yesterday. So if you want to go back and catch up with that, that's great. Hey, my name's Jeff with the Church Digital and Stadia Church Planting. I normally say things like, hey, let me introduce Raid the Armas here. So we can go ahead and say Raid the Armas, digital pastor at Christ Fellowship Miami. We're goofing off today. Like we're going to have a little fun, man. Christmas is hard. Work is hard. Offline, we were just debriefing about how, you know, church staff and pastors and volunteers, like there's just so much energy that goes into Christmas and in the season. It's like, hey, we need to just breathe a little bit. So if you're interested in the beta show, thechurch.digital/beta, go check that out. Have that conversation today. We want to goof off. And so we're doing Cray Christmas Movie Edition. So we are going to highlight here the top unofficial ranking, top three unofficial ranking of geek Christmas movies. We'll get more into the detail a little bit, but you know, I've got my college degree is actually radio, TV, film. I am a film critic. That's what the degree on my wall says. So I'm qualified to do this. And plus I'm wearing a Star Wars Christmas sweater, which gives me street cred towards the geek thing. You know, Ray, you know, Ray, what was your degree? You went a different.
Yeah, I was pre-med. I have a health sciences degree. And so I'm geek at a different level. I'm Peter Parker.
He's smarter than all of us. Yes. Yeah. And so he's at least he's got the geek cred because he's wearing the sweater. But we brought in an actual film guy, like director of photography, high level, somebody who's smarter than us in the whole film thing here. With Tyler Sansom. So, hey, Tyler, thanks for jumping on the stream here and having some fun with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so here's where we are. We are digging in here to the geek Christmas movies. And the highlight for us is we're going to throw out some Christmas movies and just, you know, talk about what works, what doesn't work. We're going to weed some of these down. And at the end of this, we're going to come up with a top three ranking of geek Christmas movies. So here you are. Here are your Christmas movies. Nightmare Before Christmas, Gremlins, Batman Returns, Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Jingle All the Way, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Iron Man 3, Shazam, Edward Scissorhands, Lethal Weapon, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and Elf. So these are the movies that we're considering, and our goal here is to come up with the top, trying to figure out where my hand gets in the camera, top three geek Christmas movies. So we'll just leave that kind of up and rolling here, but remember, for us, we're trying to come up with the unofficial ranking of geek Christmas movies. By the way, play along with us at home. What films are we missing? If you're on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, go ahead and jump in the comment section. Throw it in there. If I'll be on the lookout for it, I'll see it. We'll throw it in there. What are we using? StreamYard does a little thing where you got to like StreamYard/Facebook. Do that. Go through all the approval stuff. And we would love to see some comments. What films are we missing here if we're trying to look and consider like the geek Christmas movie list? By the way, I don't know that I consider Tyler a geek. He's kind of got like that rugged woodsman cool type of a thing. Like, you know, I'm suddenly feeling very intimidated by this man. I'm glad he's on the other side of the country.
The guy can sing so well. I mean, he's just multi-talented. Like, I just can't put geek anywhere on there, man. He's just multi-talented.
I'm telling you, he is not showing it right now, but that's a good thing.
I was a film major too, so I have that geek side.
That's awesome. All right, so let's keep rolling and throw some. Oh, by the way, we've got one comment already. Let me come in. Friends. Oh yeah. This is awesome. We're on another continent. Tope Lala, who's from Africa, literally is joining us from the other side of the Atlantic. The Grinch, maybe. All right, so I feel you. We'll keep those comments coming here. So here's what we're going to do. We've got this list of 13, 15 movies. We need to weed this down because we're trying to get to an official listing of three. Round one, scratch and sniff. Which films on this list just outright stink and need to be removed? What do we need to cut from this? Just round one, each of us get one film to cut. So you tell me what film needs to get cut from this. Open range, what needs to go? Let's go, Ray. You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. You know, for me, as fun as the movie is, Shazam doesn't really play into a whole lot of Christmas elements. You know, Shazam, it's a lot of fun. It's a cool comic book movie. It's great for kids. It's got really cool elements, a lot, and really fun stuff that the DC universe never gave us. So really, really cool stuff. But for me, it doesn't really capitalize on Christmas in the way that some of the other films do, you know? And I'm sure that some of my favorites will get scratched off, but Shazam for me just kind of doesn't really crack its way into this area just yet. So for me, Shazam's got to go.
Shazam is gone. I feel bad for that. That was like one of the decent DC movies. Hopefully the Snyder Cut's going to change some things. We'll see. Time will tell. Thank you, HBO Max. But we'll see where we end up. Tyler, what are you thinking? What needs to go on your side?
It's got to be Die Hard 2. I'm on
you scared me a little bit there.
I'm on the firm camp that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. We can't
eat it, Ed Stetzer. Eat it.
We can't have two diehards on this list, though.
Ed Stetzer is now watching somewhere in Chicago. What'd I do, man?
Why?
He's shaking his fist at the screen. DRMS, I can't believe you. He's like Hans Gruber falling off the tower. No!
Oh, why do we not? I'm not that familiar with confession hour. I'm sorry here at on the stream. I'm not that familiar with Die Hard 2. What are we? What's missing? Like, is that he's in Los Angeles? Is that the Los Angeles one where he's doing that? Like, I really cannot even picture Die Hard 2 right now.
Yeah, I think it's really similar to the rest of the series. pretty similar plot line. So.
That's awesome. Hey, so we are cutting. I just realized I made a mistake here on my side, which is awesome. So we're cutting Die Hard 2. We are cutting. What movie did you say, Ray?
Shazam.
Shazam.
Shazam is gone.
Man, some little kid somewhere is like freaking out right now. Edward Scissorhands. Is that a deep cut? Somebody upset with me right now?
Not necessarily, because you know, as much as I love Edward Scissorhands, it's one of those things where it's a good movie, but why don't you go ahead and talk about why you'd cut it from this particular list?
I watched it the other day. You know, I couldn't get myself back into it. You know, I saw it when I was younger. I don't know that it didn't have the time for me. You know, the romantic elements were nice. My daughter came in and tried to watch it, and I was like, do I want her to kind of get, is this a little too on the gothic side? And I was just like, I'm not, for whatever reason, I wasn't feeling it for that. And so kind of right off the bat, I think what I would say is of the three movies that I would take off there, the runner up would be Home Alone 2. But I just want to give nod to Donald Trump. That dude made it in a movie, like, you know, President of the United States, not political, not going there, made it in a movie. Let's give respect to that. For this point, we are cutting Shazam. We are cutting Edward Scissorhands. Sorry, Ed. We are cutting, what was the third one?
Die Hard 2.
Yeah. Die Hard 2.
Jeff, you said Ed, like you were like super tight with Edward Scissorhands. Like, sorry, Ed. Yeah. Catch you later, man.
What's funny is we can parallel Ed Stetzer and Ed Scissorhands, the two Eds who have been mentioned in this movie, in this stream. I'm not saying that they're in any way related or connected in any fashion, but that it did happen. We're talking two Eds here, and we're going to talk more about Stetzer.
Speaking of that movie, though, can we talk about how Winona Ryder looks exactly the same in that movie that she does now in Stranger Things? She has not aged at all.
Does not age. Nope. Yeah.
No. Crazy. Whatever you're taking, Winona, I need a piece of it, man, because I want to look the same in 20 years, just like you do. That's incredible. So yep. Good awesome. Job.
All right. So round two here. Round one was scratch and sniff. Which films on the list just stink and need to be removed? Sorry, Edward Scissorhands. I feel like that was a little controversial play for at the beginning of this. Go on. Round two, Lost. We have to go back to the island. Which film on this list that still remains have you not watched in 2020? What film have you not watched that's currently scrolling through? Because it's going to get cut right now.
Okay, can I be, this is confession time. I am not a Christmas movie guy.
Ooh.
But I get to work on it. This is going to laugh at me. I get to work on a Hallmark movie next year. So I thought this would be a good opportunity to learn more about Christmas movies by doing this. So I haven't watched any of these this year.
And we're going to go ahead and cut Tyler from the show. No, I'm kidding. And he's back. All right.
Shocker. Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay. Man, this is that was crazier than finding out Darth was Luke's father, man. Yeah, I didn't expect that. Cut. Mic, that was crazy.
Oh man, we need to get you together. Who's the expert on Christmas movies? On Hallmark movies. Who's
we'll do a Zoom with my wife. I'm pretty sure she's seen 95% of them.
My wife was so excited. She's like, "You're gonna watch them with me now. This is awesome."
Just watch Love Actually. They're all kind of ripping off Love Actually. Yeah. That's kind of what it is. So if you just watch Love Actually a few times and just pick one of those storylines, like eventually you'll find your way down a Hallmark Christmas Channel movie. Unlike the Kentucky Fried Chicken Lifetime movie that apparently is coming in the very soon.
With Mario Lopez as Colonel Sanders.
That's right. Slater is now Colonel Sanders.
I don't get that. I forgive me. Once again, the whole like that whole trailer was lost to me. Tyler, go hang out with Tom Pounder. Seriously. Like Tom Pounder is obsessed with the Hallmark movies. Talks about them all the time. That's live funny. Tweets them. Like it's kind of just you guys go be buddies. Figure it out. Like it. Get your, you know, Tom, sometimes, man, you need to like turn in the man card a little bit, just, but Tyler, you know, and don't dress. Well, actually dressing like that on set may help you, you know, with, you know, that aura you want to present there.
I'm going to grow a beard after here.
Do it, man. That'll go far with the ladies. I'm just saying. So awesome.
Hey,
and we're back. Okay. So let's dig in here. We have to go back to the island. Okay, so you have not seen any movies. Randomly pick one, Tyler.
Well, I've seen all of these, but in 2020, I haven't seen them. I'm picking one to get rid of. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to pick, man, I love Lethal Weapon. I don't think it's of the tier of Christmas movies on this list.
That's controversial right there. Lethal Weapon is not a Christmas movie.
No, I think it is a Christmas movie, but I don't think that it's over. Like, it's not Elf, which is overtly a Christmas movie.
Yeah. All right.
I hear that.
So Lethal's going away. Ray, what are you thinking?
This breaks my heart because right now I'm going to tear into something a little bit personal. I'm going to get rid of Iron Man 3. Okay. Now, Iron Man 3 is actually like one of the weaker movies in the MCU. You know what I'm saying? But on top of that, like Christmas is kind of a running theme in here. You know what I'm saying? But if it were a little bit stronger, now, you know, maybe if the Mandarin actually meant something, like we could argue, you know, for a good tier to tail on what might keep it back in. But for me, Iron Man 3, bye-bye. Gotta go.
It was set here in Miami. They were out on the what was the hotel they were shooting at?
And they shot at Versailles, and Tony went in there with a BB gun, I guess, and you know a rigged up toy, you know, version of his hand pulser, and took down half of an army of trained soldiers. Even though Tony at this point is just a rich guy with a gun, but he did it, you know. And so I had to really suspend a whole lot of stuff in order to roll with Iron Man 3, which is saying a lot. We're a universe where there's a talking raccoon. So anyways,
man, that's the closest the Marvel Cinematic Universe is going to come to a Christmas movie. And you just so quickly cast it aside. And I want to call you out. I disagree that it's one of the worst Marvel cinematic MCU movies. I would call pause on that.
Well, I don't think it's the worst.
There are worse. Like Iron Man 2 would be worse, but yes. Iron Man 3, I put it in top 10. Something to that point. All right. So we've cast aside Lethal Weapon. You know, there are people out there who are freaking out just at the idea. We've cast aside Iron Man 3. Me sitting in this chair, I'm freaking out a little bit here. For me, I don't even think I've ever seen Jingle All the Way. And so that was a last minute addition. I know that may cut to the heart of some people. What was the name of the character that
Turbo Man.
What was that Turbo Man? That was the Schwarzenegger and who was the other guy? Sinbad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a name you haven't heard of in a decade. Sinbad.
That was the height of Sinbad, man. That was
it right there. All right. So like, and they were just trying to get like the Christmas toy or whatever and running all over the place.
Yeah, and I feel like still to this day, thanks to the PlayStation 5, that is every parent's story. Like Jingle All the Way is your movie. Like you're trying so hard hoping and praying that your kid will be so wowed by one present, you know, trying to make their Christmas and all that stuff. And it's hilarious what Schwarzenegger goes through. You know, this is post-kindergarten cop Schwarzenegger running around in a mall trying to shop for an action figure. And, spoilers, right? Like, eventually he succeeds. But the bigger thing is that he wins over the heart of his son, right, Tyler? I mean, anything else you want to add there on Jingle All the Way?
Man, it just speaks to nostalgia for me. So that one hurts. Hurts pretty bad.
It's gone, though.
I know.
All right, so we've got Tope coming in from Africa, and I'm curious right now. I love this guy, by the way. He does like social media consulting in I'm blanking the name of the is it Nigeria? It wasn't South Africa. It was somewhere over there, Kenya. So what are we saying? Definitely Die Hard. I'm curious here. Like Tope, are you wanting to make it number one? Or are you wanting to cut it? Because if you want to cut Die Hard, I got to tell you, there's three people here that are ready to fly over to where you are in Africa and have words, man. Cause that's, we're not cutting that. I'm not saying that's the winner outright. I probably am saying that, he's from Nigeria. So give praise to Nigeria, but, love him getting connected in here. So let's head over to round three here. My mouse is going.
One of my Church Anywhere team members just texted me and said, Sinbad is in the hospital. Cause he got like sick a month ago. So I think we might've offended some ultra Sinbad fan just now.
Why? A shout out to Sinbad, man. We love you. We're bringing your movie up because we think your movie's great. Right. And so Sinbad, wherever you are, please get better, man, because you're one of my favorite characters on A Different World. Love Jingle All the Way. Loved so much of your movies, man. Please come back strong.
Also,
man.
I would have lost a large sum of money if I would have bet that in 2020 I wouldn't get one single text about Sinbad.
Also true. Also true. Fair enough.
All right, Tope wants to cut Die Hard out. So hey, you know we're gonna tune out here. We're done. Tope, I love you as a friend, but I think we're done. So.
Die Hard stays.
Cool. Yeah, we're gonna move on here. So we're got round two. We've weeded it out. The films that are still left here: Nightmare Before Christmas, Gremlins, Batman Returns, Die Hard, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Nightmare Before Christmas, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and Elf. I got my own like abbreviations kind of screwed up there. All right, here we go. Round three. This is it. Pick your cotton-headed ninny muggin. So we're pulling something from Elf here. With that, state your case for the best geek film. I think I'm the judge. We maybe will take some insight from the people who are in the audience listening in if they want to. But at the end of the day, we got to pick here. We got to state your case for what the best film is. So, Ray, you want to go first? The best geek Christmas film still listing right here.
This is going to be a tough one because of what's left over, right? So I'm going to make a case for some of the different ones. Batman Returns, I still actually watch as like part of a Christmas tradition every year. Batman Returns is a geek movie. It's very much a geek movie. It was made by Tim Burton, who also made Nightmare Before Christmas. And if there's anybody who knows how to make like a great gothic Christmas movie, it is Tim Burton. He understands the differences between light and dark and how the pop of color can really provide like a crazy background for mayhem to occur, right? Because that's kind of what happens in Nightmare Before Christmas as well. That being said, I just really don't think you get more geek cred than calling Die Hard a Christmas movie. And so, you know, like it's one of those things where Die Hard as a geek Christmas film has kind of come full circle where everybody, especially geeks, are defending it as a Christmas movie. So I got to roll Die Hard as the geek Christmas movie, despite the fact that there's so many particular ones that I look at and I'm like, but you are a strong contender as a geek Christmas film. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole thing with Stetzer, where he plays every year this thing that Die Hard's not a Christmas movie, which alienates and upsets so many of his followers on Twitter, to the point of like they've had like conversations and votes where thousands of people are engaging, thousands of Christians who follow Ed on Twitter are engaging regularly, arguing about whether Die Hard's a Christmas movie. I love it. And even like he's like, this is the final vote, we're gonna accept it, and Die Hard wins, of course, because everybody's like, it's a Christmas movie. But then it's like, no, I refuse it. So thank you, Ed Stetcher, for that. hey, let's take a second cut. State your case for another movie, because I think we're all gonna, at least I would say Die Hard 2. So give me another cut.
I mean, I guess I'll roll with I'll roll with Batman Returns then. Batman Returns, you know, once again, I mean, I already stated, you know, just kind of what's going on there. It's a fun superhero movie, you know, especially in a time you're when it comes, they weren't trying to build an extended universe. They weren't trying to do any of that back then. They were taking a character that Michael Keaton established, that Tim Burton had established, back off of, you know, some really cool stuff back in the 80s. They brought Batman into the 90s. They built this great, great movie. It takes place at Christmas time. Christmas is a big part of the movie. I mean, it's a huge part of the movie. And then you've got some crazy villains, not just in Catwoman and also in the Penguin, but you've also got Max Schreck, I think his name is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's his name, who's almost like Scrooge in the movie. You know, and so it's pretty nuts, like how they tie like all these different elements together and create this wonderful geek Christmas movie, even though it was released in the summer. It was released in the summer in the 90s, and it still carried a Christmas theme and strong through all the way through. So there you go. That's my vote.
Wow. Max Schreck was played by Christopher Walken. Am I yes, remembering that right?
Oh, that my is 100% gosh. Correct.
I love that movie. You know, I was big in the Batman. Like as I was a kid, I think I was in like fifth or sixth grade when the first one came out. Man, we don't who directed that? That was the same guy as
Tim Burton.
We need to hear more from Tim Burton. We need more Tim Burton in our lives. Sorry for cutting, you know, the other Tim Burton movie. I'm sorry, but anyway, all right. So we've got Die Hard, we've got Batman Returns. What are you thinking, Tyler?
I think Ray's case for Die Hard for being the most geek one and the best geek one definitely fits. I look at National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation as something that's going to end up being like Ferris Bueller. It's got that cult following to it, especially in the like film geek world. So I would probably pick National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. The fact that that humor still stands up to today's style of humor, even though it was so many years ago, is pretty incredible. Chevy Chase is the bomb.
Yeah, is that the funniest Christmas movie that we have? Because I think it's pretty dang close.
Yeah, it's got to be up there.
Elf number two. That's hard right there, man. 1-2 punch there on Elf.
Yeah, it is tough because every time I see a camper parked out in front of somebody's house, I think of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yep. Like that happened during COVID. Somebody's family came down and parked their camper in somebody's front yard. And that was instantly what I told my wife. I'm like, oh, Uncle Frank came to visit. Like, here we go. So
I think Elf is hilarious. National Lampoon's, I think, is a little bit more well thought out humor. So you have to really pay attention for some of the subtle humor in it, whereas Elf is more overtly Will Ferrell style comedy. Both are hilarious, but I would pick Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation, well said. So my next door neighbor, you know, I've got a bunch of these like blow up things in the front yard for Christmas, some Star Wars themed and some other kind of like a polar bear with penguins and random stuff for the kids. My neighbor just got his yard set up. It's all National Lampoon stuff. It's got like Chevy Chase cutting down a tree. He's literally got like a 6-foot tall blow up camper that looks like the other camper in his front yard. And I'm like, man, I love this. This is incredible. This is so good. All right. So we got Die Hard, Batman Returns, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I'm going to throw Gremlins in. By the way, I watched National Lampoon's literally last night. So I would put that on the list. I would put Die Hard on the list. Batman Returns, all these are so good. It's two of the movies that I fall back on a regular basis. Home Alone, my kids are addicted to it. Except for the Home Alone 4, the one where they got rid of the Macaulay Culkin with the other kid. It's in the middle of like some spy secret thing. I don't even know what that's about. So Home Alone is one that I would say, and just to be different, like I really enjoy Gremlins, and what that looks like. That's another one of those that it's like, it's probably not a Christmas movie. But, you know, dang it, there's a gremlin running around causing chaos wearing a Santa's hat. So why should we not call it that? So here is our final, let's call them final five, right? If I'm counting correctly. Mm-hmm. Die Hard, Batman Returns, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, and evidently I can't spell gremlins. That's awesome.
Gremlins.
So there's an N in there, I think, right? Yeah. So somewhere. Gremlins. Somewhere in there, there's a Gremlins. Still not spelled right, but we can pretend and move on because I'm lazy.
Just don't all get right. water on it.
let's rank them right here. What are we looking at? Who? How do I do this? What's our case for number one?
I guess we've all kind of rolled Die Hard as number one, right?
Mm-hmm. Die Hard, are we going to make it? Die Hard number one. Who comes in number two? Batman Returns?
I actually roll Lampoon's there. I'm actually going to roll National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation there. Just because, you know, the cult classic thing really is a big deal. And kind of like what Tyler said, you know, I thought it was great that reference to Ferris Bueller, because it's true. It's one of those things where it's almost like a time capsule in and of itself of yesteryear, you know? And I hope that we, you know, continue to make silly movies just kind of moving forward. Like we threw Elf out there as like a possibility, like as a contender. But it also goes to show you like how often we don't necessarily mix silly with Christmas. If the last movie that we could come up with is, you know, roughly 15 years ago. And so that kind of stinks as far as, oh man, when was the last time you saw a really funny Christmas movie? Well, about 15 years ago. And we've been rolling with it since.
So good. By the way, Tope comes in. He's for winning credit. Gremlins is superb. All right. So Tope, you're allowed back in the conversation. You're a good guy. You got some respect back here. Someone else has not done the whole, you know, whatever. Christmas Vacation is truly number three. That's
interesting. Now I'm growing interesting.
But then they said two right after.
Yeah, tell me what's two. Tell me what's two. Would love to hear what two is there. We'll keep eyes on that. So what's next on this list? We put Batman Returns before Home Alone.
Who? I don't know.
All right. So like, and this is where it gets differentiated between like all-time Christmas movies and geek Christmas, right? Because for me, right, if it's geek Christmas strictly, Batman, I would roll Batman Returns, you know? All-time Christmas movies, like Home Alone is up there in my top three, you know, as far as that's concerned. And so that's where, if we're talking just strictly for geeks and we're not talking about, oh man, just Christmas, yes, I would roll Batman Returns 3. Home Alone, probably a close fourth for me, and then Gremlins. That's what I'm thinking. Not because I don't like Gremlins. Gremlins is great. Gremlins is still a movie that gets referenced in geek lore. And once again, you talk about a time capsule and also a niche cult following. Man, try finding somebody who's like a Gremlins fan. Man, like it's a lot harder than you think.
Yeah, I'm still upset Iron Man 3 got cut out, Ray. That's that was a little too deep for me. So Tyler, what do you think? Are we saying Batman? Are you going to sleep tonight? Okay, knowing that we got Batman number three.
Yeah, I love Batman. Tim Burton, let's do it.
So here's where we are. And let me finish one thing here. So we've got. I can't talk and type at the same time. We've got.
That's all right. I'll introduce some filler language. Hey guys, don't forget to get involved with Stadia. Let me tell you why. Stadia is amazing. We're doing digital church planting all over the place. We got the Church Digital podcast. We got blog posts. So check out the church.digital immediately as Jeff finishes up this list. Back to you,
That's
Jeff.
That's awesome. That was so good. So we've got Die Hard. Die Hard, unofficially ranked number one. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Batman Returns, officially ranked number three. And for honorable mention, Star Wars Holiday Special.
That was the one that didn't get cut or didn't, nothing ever happened to it. We all just didn't acknowledge its existence.
I'm not going to let anybody talk bad about that one. I'm going to keep it over here on the side, kind of just babysit it, make sure.
Tope said he hasn't seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So is he back out of the conversation now?
Oh, wow, Tope. No,
come on, man.
We can't cancel Tope in 2020. We'll keep him in the conversation. Jeff, I'm curious. So what are your thoughts on the new Lego Star Wars Holiday Special that's on Disney Plus?
Yeah, I mean, I was curious. Tom will come to you in a second. I was curious if it was canon. And sorry, I'm a geek. I really liked it.
It was
but
good.
Now we've got like, you know, three of the same character running around. And it was really... all the time travel and the hopping around. I love the story. So often they try to make, the Disney stuff canon and it really tied close to it. They even had like the Rey lightsaber. I laughed. I thought it was funny. The kids were engaged in it. It's funny. I joke the original Star Wars Holiday Special. I do watch it every year. At some point there's late at night where I'm like, hey, I just need to like go to sleep. I can't sleep. I'm wide awake. Let me watch this thing and it knocks me out in like 15 minutes, but at least I get like a cool Boba Fett cartoon or to watch some weird, try to not Wookiee thing talk to each other. And, And so, yeah, like it's close to home. By the way, you know, like some people have the videos where they don't have a fireplace, where they put like the fireplace on the TV. Well, down here in Miami, nobody has fireplaces. I don't have a fireplace. And so instead of like that video where I put up of a typical fireplace, I do show Darth Vader burning at the end of Return of the Jedi, where literally people have created like 6-10 hours of video loop of Darth Vader burning on the fire log. Google it, put it on YouTube. I promise you, it's worth it. It's just mind-numbing. Check out. So good. We've opened Christmas gifts to Darth Vader burning before.
Honestly, I just want to point out the irony in this broadcast that you were afraid of your daughter walking in on Edward Scissorhands, and yet you keep Darth Vader burning on loop throughout the opening of Resident. Fantastic.
Yeah, there may be some things there, but we're going to ignore my issues. So let's talk about other people's issues. Good segue to Tom Pounder. Tom, get with Tyler. He needs to understand the whole Hallmark Christmas special thing. And so you need to connect and brain dump on him. So when he goes and starts making Hallmark movies, you know, he understands the greatness of whatever that is. And I've got no clue on it. So, hey, we're going to wrap. This has been awesome. Was there ever any doubt that it was going to be Die Hard?
No.
I think we would have manipulated the situation to make it Die Hard. Congratulations, Die Hard. Somebody tag Ed Stetzer on Twitter for this entire video so he can watch. Yeah, right. But so that he can watch 30 minutes of us figuring out that Die Hard is, in fact, a great Christmas movie. And so we're going to wrap. We're going to be goofing off some more next week. Tom Pounder, I think, is actually joining us. Hopefully that's still on the schedule. But we'll get there next week. For Ray, for Tyler, this is Jeff with the Church Digital. Stadia Church Planning. Thanks for goofing off with us, and y'all have a good day.
Bye-bye.
See ya.